businesses pay the personal property tax on everything from the factory machines that build cars and trucks to playground equipment and changing tables.
For 16 years, we've had those tables and changing tables, and 16 years I've been paying every year personal property tax.
Meet Jerry Grubbs, who owns the We Discover Daycare Center in Waterford. He says the same is true for computers, desks, and the high-powered dishwasher that keeps spoons, plates, and baby bottles clean.
Pay tax on it when I buy it, then I pay tax on it again every year.
Grubb and other Michigan business owners say the personal property tax is not only unfair and cumbersome to comply with, but it also discourages investment, that is, buying new equipment and hiring more employees. Well, irritated business owners got their wish this year when the legislature adopted a plan to phase out the personal property tax. But it is a solution born of suspicion. And that's when Proposal 1 was hatched. The personal property tax is a state tax, but it's levied by local governments. And a lot of local governments, especially those with big factories or a lot of smaller businesses, rely on the revenue from the tax to balance their budgets.
We're trying to keep our fire engines running and trying to keep police on the street.
Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero supports the proposal. He says public safety eats up more than half of his city's budget.
When we evaluate Proposal 1, we think about it in terms of replacement revenue. You know, we don't want to sound grabby, but the fact is we perform vital services. We have to answer 911 calls and fill potholes and have some parks and recreation for kids to keep them off the street.
So when Governor Rick Snyder and the legislature put the personal property tax in their sights, local officials said their communities had to at least break even on the deal. But here's the other part. Local officials don't trust the state to keep its promises when it comes to money for local governments. And that's because for years, the legislature cut state revenue sharing payments to local governments by billions of dollars. So state lawmakers said, "You don't trust us? We'll take ourselves out of the equation." They created a virtual government, a local government that has no specific boundaries, no mayor, no police or fire department. It exists solely to collect revenue from a few dedicated sources and guarantee locals don't lose money. The money bypasses the legislature altogether and gets distributed to, well, real local governments.
I think it's a shell game.
That's David Holtz, writer, progressive activist. He's voting no on Proposal 1. He says the state doesn't need to give another tax break to businesses.
The money has to come from somewhere. And if it's not coming from the companies that are paying the personal property tax now, eventually it's going to come from somewhere else. And this legislature has a track record of that someone else being people like me.
It's true the legislature can go back and change the law if lawmakers decide sometime down the road they need that money for something else. If Proposal 1 fails, the personal property tax is restored and the legislature goes back to the drawing board. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.